You're with SBS Radio.
On telephone line, we have Rebecca Prince-Royce, who is the founder of the Plastic Free July initiative. Rebecca, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, lovely to hear from you. Hope you're staying safe.
I am. I feel very, very fortunate to live in Australia at the moment.
I'm glad. Rebecca, can you please elaborate on the Plastic Free July initiative? And just for curiosity, why not Plastic Free May or June or August? Why July?
That's a great question. So Plastic Free July, it's a personal challenge that's part of a global movement to create a cleaner planet. So the aim of the challenge is for people to choose to refuse one or more of the single-use plastics that they find in their daily lives. And the reason that it is in July, because when I first had this idea back in 2011, it was June, and I'd been to a recycling facility and saw where the waste I put out in my bin on the curb each fortnight ended up. And I was just blown away by the sheer volume of waste that we produce, and knew that I personally needed to do something about it. So I uttered the words to my colleagues the next day, I'm going plastic free next month, and who wants to join me? And that month just happened to be July.
So I understand this has become a global initiative now, but did it start in Australia, and how did you get involved?
So it started here in Australia. I live in Perth in Western Australia, and I was working in local government. So that first year back in 2011, I invited my two colleagues, and we had some volunteers, and there were 40 of us who we never set out to start a campaign. It was really just about changing our own behaviour. What choices could we have made to use alternatives to single-use plastic, to that packaging that we often just used for a few moments and then we throw it away? But it's a material that's designed to last forever. And it was really successful in that first year. It became known as Plastic Free July, and people started to share it with their friends and their families and took it into their workplaces and their schools, and it really grew from there through word of mouth to and online, particularly through social media. And so those 40 people grew to 400 people, and then the following year 4,000 people, and now last year an estimated 250 million people from 177 countries around the world took part. And I think it's really, you know, testament to, we're all concerned about this plastic pollution problem of it ending up in our oceans and our landfills, and no one's okay with that. And this is something that everyone can do something, take small steps in their daily life and be part of the solution.
And a quick question so people can understand the gravity of the situation. Do we have any numbers on how much plastic waste we generate each year, and where is Australia sitting on this ladder?
Yeah, so I don't have the numbers off the top of my head in terms of Australia, but the production and the use of plastic, particularly for those takeaway items, is just growing astronomically. And I'm sorry to say that here in Australia we're quite high up in terms of the average consumption of plastic packaging per person on a worldwide scale. And, you know, we're fortunate here in this country. We have great waste management systems, though there's obviously challenges to our recycling. We have good litter cleanups and litter management systems, street sweeping, etc. And yet still we have a plastic problem, because of all the plastic that's ever been produced in the world, we've only managed to recycle 9% of that plastic. And here in this country, despite those great systems, where still some of our plastic packaging is ending up in our oceans, and the area in the world that seabirds are most at risk from plastic pollution in our oceans is the Southern Ocean to the south of Australia and in the Tasman Sea between Australia and New Zealand. So and that's our waste, and so we need to be part of the solution.
And Rebecca, in the times of coronavirus, I see many people saying it's nature's way to tell you to stop disturbing the planet, especially when we speak about various man-made pollutions. Obviously, as we talk about this plastic pollution, it's a big area of concern. So what is your take on what people are saying?
Look, I couldn't agree with that sentiment more. Obviously, at this moment in time, human health is paramount, but we also need to remember that a healthy planet and a healthy and a clean environment is essential for human health. So, look, there have been definitely challenges as businesses had to make the switch to takeaway models. There's been more use of single-use disposable items. Obviously, plastics is a very useful material in our medical systems and our healthcare systems. But at the end of the day, it's not that we need to do one or the other. We can do both at the same time. And I've been really heartened to see the ways in which, as we've spent more time at home, worked from home, homeschooled, that people have been a bit more resourceful, perhaps going back to some of those practices that we used to do, growing some veggies or herbs in the garden, learning to make things from scratch, baking bread, and perhaps not being so wasteful. You know, something that really worries me, Pratinda, is that in this country we waste 40% of all the food that is grown. Mm. And we have a responsibility to not be so wasteful. And at the same time, we have a real responsibility. I think it's particularly important to support our local growers. So if we're buying fresh local produce where we can, supporting local farmers, using what we have rather than perhaps throwing away some wilted vegetables that you'd bought last week, maybe you could roast them or make a stock. And then by doing that, we're wasting less food, we're wasting less packaging, we have to go shopping less, and it also saves us money at a time when so many people in our community are under a lot of financial strain. So I think all of these things go together and can help us to, rather than just focus on this time of what we can't do, is think about what we can do and how we can be less wasteful and live a bit lighter on this planet within our means and within our circumstances as well.
Well, can't agree more on that. And I have seen many people who have already started using their own bags in supermarkets or any other stores. And I wonder why not we use bags that are not made up of plastics. Yes, people can contribute by doing their part, but often they say it's unavoidable, especially whenever food packaging is so reliant on plastic. So what is your take on that? Should be starting from the companies or from people? Who should raise the banner?
Look, I absolutely agree. And I think that we need both. So we very much, a big advocate of personal behaviour change and us all accepting responsibility. But at the same time, we absolutely need our businesses to take responsibility and for governments to set the right policy framework and the legislation so that businesses are held accountable for their plastics and the real cost is paid, because at the moment there is a great cost to this plastic waste problem and the plastic pollution problem, but it's borne by the environment. It's borne by future generations and our children, and it's borne by all of those people who are out there doing cleanups and the councils that are doing. So I definitely think we need both. But what I've seen over the last 10 years of the Plastic Free July Challenge is that as it, we as individuals and as citizens change our behaviour, and this is not about a few people doing everything, this is about lots of people doing one or two things. We start to change the culture. We can put pressure on businesses. We can ask those questions, and we can advocate for change, because I think that's when, you know, what I've seen is that that's when, you know, governments and business will change, such as banning plastic bags or introducing container deposit schemes. But having that policy framework there and the legislation to ensure that the system is going to change from being linear, where we just use this material once, to circular is absolutely critical. And I, in my the book that we've just published, I shared a story that you'd written about a restaurant in Victoria and the owner who implemented a stainless steel lunchbox or tiffin takeaway scheme using a deposit system, and it had great feedback from his customers. And I love that story, but I'm really also aware that for businesses to do that, and Amritpal Singh Atwal, who owned Baba's Kitchen Indian restaurant in Seymour in Victoria, and I included his story, this story in the book, like that is a great expense for a business. It takes time, it takes money, and we need to change our system so that maybe that is the norm. And then if you want to have your food or takeaway beverage in a piece of plastic packaging, then that costs extra. And I know in the city of Berkeley in California, they've changed to that. So if you have a dine-in or you take your own cup, there's the price for that. And if you want a single-use disposable cup, that costs you 25 cents. So it's kind of reversing that, the thinking and the mindset that I think that we also need, rather than if you do the right thing and you bring your own reusable cup, you get a 50 cents or a 10 cent discount on the cup. Let's switch our thinking and switch and make a new normal so that we do the right thing. And if you're wanting to pay for if you're wanting the single use packaging, which has a cost, you need to pay for that.
I think there are quite a few suggestions and a message to take from here. Coming to my last question, so what next for the Plastic Free July? What type of activities we are going to see from here on?
So what I'd like to see next, and this is the start of our in the second 10 years, is I think it's twofold. So it's really taking it further to the general public, to the wider public and an even more mainstream audience, because when we do surveys, 8 out of 10 people say that they're concerned about plastic waste ending up in landfills and ending up in our oceans and our environment. But at the same time, though people care, our behaviours and our choices don't always match with what those values are. So I'd like to really take this message wider and further and really get it out there in mainstream media and being to waste less and think about our consumption to become much more mainstream. And then I'd also like, secondly, I think we've made great advances over the last 10 years in sharing ideas and resources and tools and enabling individuals to start reducing their plastic use. We need to do the same thing for businesses, particularly small to medium-sized businesses that don't have those big research budgets, who often want to do the right thing, but there is a lot of greenwashing out there about solutions. So we really need in the next decade to start to scale up solutions, and we need our governments to put in place the legislation to make that happen.
Well, those are great thoughts, and even people have more responsibility to achieve the common goal of save and serve the planet, I feel, Rebecca. That be it, and thank you for doing it for us, and I hope to have many more such conversations in near future. Take care. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure speaking to you.
You're with SBS Radio.